Now, I am finding more and more, I think, or I hope, that what's happening is that I'm beginning to use terms and they go straight onto the web. Because I'm good at coming up with terms. You know, I've been growling about this stuff all my life, you know. But those three categories, screamers, thugs, and thought police, all the three we're dealing with. And the thugs on campus, they always, if somebody who isn't one of their screamers is going to talk, they just threaten to have a riot. And of course, the faculty says, oh, well, you know, we don't want trouble. Yeah. So they use here, they can't get their thought police laws passed. It's a real problem for them. And you can tell that they make these distinctions every time. I mean, we're all Nazis. You know, we need to be suppressed. But we need to remind them they're using that language. Yeah. See, I talked to Horace and he didn't notice what I told him right off. I said, this fellow started off with the word Nazi and ended up attacking us for saying that people call us Nazis. And you can tear somebody to pieces that way. Horace didn't even notice it. And I dare say the other people didn't notice it. You gotta start noticing these things, you know. And then you've got to figure out exactly how to make a complete fool of this guy. And no, he's not. We're not going to have any opposition. Pal talk. I wish we could lay bets on that. You know, we're not going to have anybody at any level because they're going to call somebody else. Now, their big lie now is they're using Oprah's line about when this generation dies out, because all the young people are with them, which has been their line forever, and it's never been true. They always use it. But their line is that people like me will be dying out. And that's not genocide now. That's not wishing, you know, but you know, saying I wish you were dead is, you know, with and they're when they say that, that's okay, you know, it's not. But that's why I'm putting this thing, together the way I'm putting it together. I do not want to be indispensable. This whole thing is so that when 73-year-old Whitaker gets in his freezer, that you people just go ahead. And you can see they're already counting on that. The one point they have is that they can threaten young people. You know, old retiree who lives with, you know, has very little and wants very little. I just happen to be the person they can't attack. You know, but when I had a lot at stake, I would fight back. But I know what it feels like. So they can intimidate younger people. And that's the distinction we need to make. They can intimidate younger people. That doesn't mean that the younger people are on their side.
Yeah.
What the younger people can do is what we do right here. Just keep organizing and using 18 different names and whatever else, but it can be done. We can fight back, you know, each type of technology.
It's putting the memes out there, the memes that refute their memes, you know, the way that, and you can be anonymous to do that, you know. Yes, you can swarm and posting the mantra or mini mantras and getting out the message of what actually
is happening.
Well,
see, we only need the message, so...
We only need the message.
Huh?
What did you say? We only need the message?
Well, they are trying to threaten us, but we're not selling ourselves. We're selling our message. So we just have to slip the message under the cover, you know, under it. So
yeah.
Just like the Sami's died.
Yeah.
But they make it pretty clear. Everything they say could be used against them, but our people don't know how yet, and they've got to learn more of that unless sort of sayings and stuff.
Mm.
Strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what did this person say, and how can I hit them with it, and under the cover, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I want you people to go ahead and do that. Yeah. I'm not a leader. I'm not your leader in that sense.
Mm.
I'm just the one who can stick his head up.
Yeah. It's like a way, yeah. So it's teaching the way of thinking, the way of thinking and seeing how, as you say, to respond.
What did this person say, actually?
Yeah.
Not how will I sound cute,
yeah,
if I respond. Say something, you know, say something cute.
Mm.
We don't need any cutes. We got lots of room for cutes. Stormfront, Breeders Digest, anywhere, you know. But we're fighting a fight. And if he sticks his neck out like this Nazi thing, you see, oh, these three words I'm using here, these are three distinct categories we're dealing with. Now, what I've done is lay them out. Screamer, thug, and thought police. And those can be very useful if you use them.